Anyway, yeah, so let's just get right into the interview. And I think a good start point is just to really get to know more about Superhero Academy, what you do, and yeah, just about the business to
Yeah.
kickstart.
Okay, so Superheroes Academy does three things. We do agile consulting and training. We do leadership development and we do corporate facilitation. Max Good so far has been integrated into the agile training side of our business, most notably the public training classes. We use it as a resource for students who purchase our AI enhanced packages, training packages.
Cool, interesting. So I know that Mishkin introduced Max Good to you, but at the point of the introduction, what was the compelling factor that made you decide that you were going to try out the platform?
I think the need to keep the training offerings current with change. AI obviously is a really big thing these days, and so it's a way to offer students an ability to learn about agile roles in a way that's more consistent with how they're going to be using them in the industry, which is through AI-enabled tools. It also allowed me to offload some of the support that I would do as a trainer, because I can be in many places at once with a digital avatar.
So interesting. So essentially, before Michigan introduced Max Good to you, you really did not have any form of AI integration into any of your coaching programs, if I'm correct.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So why did you decide that you were going to try it out for the agile coaching part of your business?
Well, with the agile training part, the agile training part.
Training, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was just because it allows me to give my students an additional level of support that they wouldn't be able to get because I can't always be with them. Our classes have a lot of advanced techniques and advanced learning objectives that involve students actually going out into the industry and practice what they're learning, and then coming back and getting feedback on that. But having myself present as an AI avatar allows me to shorten that feedback loop with the students and give them, be with them as they journey and try things. So that's a big selling point.
Do you use your avatar now during the training sessions, or is something that you give your students access to after the training sessions? Or can you like walk me through the flow of usage of the avatar currently with your agile trainings?
Yeah, so we have certain levels, increasing levels of Scrum Master and Agile Coach classes, and students have the option of getting an AI enhanced bundle or not. The ones that do have access to the Superheroes Academy AI avatar, which is loaded with our tool set and our approach, and it's designed to give advice in the same way that we would. And so those students are really just at an advantage because they're able to collaborate with us as they work through their assignments and their homework and whatnot. And then any type of issues they run into, they've just always got somebody there that they're able to work with.
So basically, your students are using the avatar even outside of the coaching, sorry, the training sessions they have with you.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, so they'd have 6 months of access to it once they sign up for one of those training packages.
Okay, may I know how many training packages do you currently have for your
So,
students?
yeah, so there is a CS, there's a Scrum Master track that involves Certified Scrum Master, and then Advanced Certified Scrum Master, and then Certified Scrum Professional Scrum Master. So those three classes have the option to purchase an AI enhanced training bundle that would include Max Good. It also includes just an on-ramping to like, what is AI? How do you use AI in general? And includes some videos on how to get the most out of AI through the context of an agile professional.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then we also include with that package an extra micro credential certification from, well, not certification, micro credential from Scrum Alliance called AI for Scrum Masters. So you'd get the actual designation there, which is nice for like your resume and things. And then you have the tool set that you can use, which includes Max Good and our Superheroes Academy avatar, which also gives you access to some of the latest models that are out there as well. So it's nice that way.
Yeah. So if I got you right, Max Good was like the catalyst that, helped your business created a new kind of training bundle for your students. That bundle did not exist before Max Good.
Yeah, that's correct.
Interesting. Wow. So I think for me, that is the whole point of what we're trying to do with Max Good. You mentioned earlier on that the major reason why you decided to try the avatar after speaking to Mishkin was you saw an opportunity to really get into the AI space as a trainer and a coach, I believe, if I'm correct, right? And you also mentioned that as a result of that, you were able to create a new training bundle for Scrum Masters, right? That exposes them to how AI can support their work. Now, so far so good. With your user experiences with that avatar, has there been any feedbacks that you think made the old decision to now move from being a trial customer to a paid customer worth it for you? Any feedback from your point of view and from your student point of view so far?
Well, I think that I think I've noticed the students that purchased the AI bundle maybe moved through the program easier or more quickly, maybe with less issues because they have that support. I don't have enough. It's a small sample size, so I'm there's a bit of guess there as to whether that's actually the case or not. But it definitely seems like, they tend to ask less questions, type thing. So that's good. It means that they're, getting the support that they need, and they're feeling confident completing the assignments and whatnot. And then, yeah, I don't know. Those are my early observations.
From your point of view and your experience in using the Max Code platform,
Oh, Beth,
what is
something happened to your microphone there.
okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's perfect now.
Oh, okay, yeah, thanks. So I said, from your experience using the platform, right, as a trainer, what is that one feature or capability on Max Code that you saw that gave you that, wow moment as a trainer?
I think the ability for it to learn about my style and my tool set is pretty good. So just the ability to upload my materials and then like not have to worry about organizing the data. Like the actual training of the avatar was was very easy and straightforward. Like it's literally just an upload, and
Personality feud.
no, the platform will accept files in many different formats, so I was able to upload like PDFs and Word docs and like other just things that I had that include my approach. So it was nice that I was able to just, basically just like barf it all out into the platform, and it was able to figure out what it needed to.
Thank you so much. Yes. You spoke about the fact that you could upload different kinds of resource materials in different formats, right? And you didn't have to do much work trying to organize it. The system was organizing it for you in a way that makes sense. And yeah, that's a good feedback for us. And you also spoke about how you were able to more like replicate your methods into the, AI. I want to ask more about that. And how did you find, trying to fine-tune the avatar to, train and respond to your student like you? Were there any hurdles, trying to do that? And if there weren't, what was the interesting part of trying to fine-tune that avatar to really represent you to your students?
Yeah, well, I didn't really find that much fine tuning was necessary. There was a little bit of additional instructions that were given after the initial training. Yeah, like just a few guardrails of maybe, prefer this approach, or here's the tone that I want, and that kind of stuff. But the avatar obeys those instructions really well, so the fine tuning wasn't really a big deal.
Second. Yeah, so I'm thinking more about the business, impact of this for you since you started, paying for the avatar. Has there been any other areas of your business overall that you think, Max Good has provided value? I mean, we've spoken about you being able to support your clients, even when you're not physically present, the avatar can do that on your behalf. We've spoken about your clients, feedback so far. Not too many people are asking repetitive questions because they have a support system. And we've also spoken about the fact that you created a new, program, like a new bundle based off Max Good and the capability to integrate AI into your coaching. Is there any other aspects, that you think that Max Good has been valuable in terms of maybe your business operations or just any other thing that we might be unaware of?
Yeah, well, I think that one of the things that is one of the things that's I'd like to do that I think Max Good would add a lot more value on is using it as like a support chatbot on my website, because it already knows everything about like my products and my approach and how I would engage with the client and those types of things. And so leveraging it more that way is something that that I want to do. And then even consulting it when I'm designing solutions is helpful. So like, hey, what would you do, Avatar? But it's actually just what I would do. It lets you get to an answer maybe a little quicker, maybe if you don't have as much energy or time that day or something like that. So it's just a good companion from that perspective.
Thanks again. That's an interesting feature idea for us. And yeah, how did your users find the onboarding process? The access to Max Code, how did they find it?
Can you ask the question again?
Okay, how did your students, I should say, find the access to Max Code? How did you onboard them to your avatar on Max Code?
Oh, yeah, I mean I haven't I don't have a ton of feedback directly from the students yet. Like it's pretty new and not everyone's completed the program. and it's usually on completion that we do the feedback. Our students are pretty good at telling us when something's not working, and we haven't had anybody complain yet. So let's put it that way. So that tells me, I think, that that it's working well.
Cool.
And then again,
That's
just anecdotally, seeing that those students seem to be moving through the program well and without issue, that gives me confidence that it's adding value.
Yeah. So, I mean, is there really any reason why you would not? This question is completely out of Mark's good platform, but I just want to know what your thoughts are about AI as a trainer, right? And what advice would you give to other trainers like yourselves who are willing to explore AI, but they're quite skeptical, or they don't even understand what use cases are applicable to them.
Well, I think for anybody, not just a trainer, if you're skeptical about AI, that is a dangerous position to take because it's clear that if that you need to be skilled with AI in order to keep pace in the new world. And if you are doing anything, including training without AI, it just means that you're competing against people who are using AI and who are moving potentially multiples faster than you are, or potentially producing multiples of higher quality than you are without it. And so, I think that that can be said for really any role these days, and it's less of a differentiator for a lot of people, and more of just like an absolute necessity to keep pace.
I like the point of view, in terms of nailing the fact that it's not just you trying to differentiate, but it's not becoming like a must have for you to be more effective, in any role, if I'm correct.
You
And
know, I'll give you an
yeah.
example. You're taking notes in this interview with AI. Presumably, there would be, let's say, five other people who are competing for your job. If your boss had to decide, do I hire this person who's gonna get the interview done and the notes done in an hour, or should I hire somebody else who's gonna need 1 hour for the interview and then 4 hours for the notes, right? Those other people don't stand a chance, right? So if you're not using this tooling, it just puts you at a severe disadvantage. And yeah, whether it's your job or my job or anyone's job, I truly believe that.
Absolutely, I agree with you. So what advice would you give to anyone, contemplating on trying out Mark's code, but maybe dealing with some sort of objection, from your experience, as a trainer using the platform and from some of the feedback that you have and are yet to have from your students, what advice would you give to anyone, still considering to try out the Mark's code platform?
Well, I'd say just try it, but also start like create a folder somewhere that has anything that you've written in your that you would want mimicked in an avatar. And once you start collecting enough stuff, once you get to a critical mass, which is really not that hard, like let's say you've been writing blogs for the last 20 years. It's like, we'll pop those into a folder. And let's say you have a bunch of emails that describe how you like to approach certain problems. Pop those in the folder. If you wrote a book or something, even better. And then all you need to do is literally upload that one folder to your avatar. And now you've got like a clone that you can work with and that can work with your clients. And so why wouldn't you take that advantage?
Interesting. This brings me to the question I think most people probably have a concern about. What do you think differentiates Max Code from ChatGPT, for example?
Well, ChatGPT is more of a generalist, which is great. But Max Good is it focuses on agile coaching specifically. There's nuances to that that are quite particular and unique. And so having a model that's fine-tuned to take that approach is really important. It's also designed as something that, as a business owner, you can use for your clients, whereas ChatGPT doesn't have that feature set where I can offer it to my clients in that way.
Cool. Yeah, it's interesting that you see Max Good, platform as a coaching platform that supports agile coaching. And we've also had, other clients like yourself that are using it for different types of coaching, and I think that's what also makes the platform powerful, just like you described the other time, is that aside uploading your own content, we also have foundational resources that supports, your coaching. And I'm sure you saw that while you were,
Definitely.
using the platform. Yeah. And there's a lot of, very cool agile resources there. So yes. So my next question is about revenue. And can you quantify, how Max Good has really impacted your revenue in any way?
It's tough to say. However, there's definitely students who choose to purchase the AI enhanced bundle. So, can we say that they wouldn't have purchased at all? Maybe. Can we say that their purchasing decision was influenced by that? Absolutely. Like, that's for sure. Like, I think it just helps get to another persona, and it helps me offer a product that's more relevant and offers a higher degree of support for my students. But yeah, like exact quantification past that, I'm not sure I'd be able to estimate one at this point.
Interesting. I kind of could deduce some things from what you said. And yeah, I think you mentioned that before Max Good, there were only just some certain programs, right, that were not AI. AI was not included in the bundle, but this new bundle has AI in it. And does that in any way affect the pricing for that bundle?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so there's I don't know, maybe 30% more.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, we
Okay.
could raise our prices by 30%, put it that way.
Cool. Just by introducing, AI and Max Code into that pricing bundle, that's
Right.
training bundle. Cool. I mean, that's that's some very incredible progress. I mean, business progress, revenue progress, in
For sure.
essence.
For sure.
Cool. All right. My last question, and I strongly believe that this question is important, to us to really validate that we are providing value to you and many other people that might want to, try out Max Code. Yeah, so this is never going to happen, but what would it mean to you if, you could no longer use Max Code? What would it mean to you and your business?
Yeah. Well, I'd be sad and be unfortunate. I would have to retool like our whole new product line that was AI enhanced. Yeah, don't do that.
Yes, we're actually not going to do that. like I said, this is just a way for us to really validate that we are really providing value. I'm not sure Mishkin would ever do that. Yeah, thank you so much, Ekan.
Yeah, no worries at all.
Okay, thank you. I don't want
Cool.
this to be one way. Do you have any other thoughts that you'd like to share with us that I can just take back to the team as feedback, to improve how we serve you and your clients?
Yeah, I think, well, I think we chatted about this last time and it came up a bit in this call. But having like a chat bot would be cool. Because like that's something I'm looking at right now for a website. Like I have a live chat on my website right now and I'm answering it. And so I'm looking at chatbots and in order to work with one, I have to now go through the training process again. However, my avatar has already been trained with all of my product information and that type of thing. So it just seems like a natural extension for MaxGood to be able to add it to the website. So that's one thing that that I've been thinking about.
Thank you again. I'm going to take that back as a feedback to the team. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you, and hopefully I would also catch up with you in a few months' time to also have this chat again and see how much feedback has been flowing in from your clients and get more feedback on your experience, because I we plan to do this more often, maybe in another 3 months, to just see where you are with the platform and how your experience has been since we last spoke. So, thank you for your time today. And yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Okay, take
Cool.
care.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye.